91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. The OPP is asking for help in locating a missing man from Quinte West. Police say Peter Vesterfelt has left his Wilkins Street home in Trenton Sunday morning on foot and hasn't returned since. He is said to have had about $20 on him and no identification. He's described as mentally delayed, 63 years old, and about 120 pounds. He was wearing a long gray winter coat, blue jeans, and black shoes with holes in the toes. Vesterfelt is known to frequent local churches and the Salvation Army in Trenton and Belleville. If you see him, contact the Quinte West OPP at 613-392-3561. The Belleville police had their hands full with attempted thefts yesterday afternoon. Police arrived at a North End grocery store around 3:30 after store security arrested a woman for hiding scallops and shrimp in her purse. A 27-year-old Whitby woman was charged with theft under $5,000 and will appear in court next month. Later, police were called to an East End retail store. A 16-year-old youth had been detained by the store owner after attempting to pocket some merchandise. The youth was escorted home to his parents. He'll be entered into a special program for young people. And someone gassed up and ran yesterday. Quinte West OPP were called to the Free Flow Gas Bar on Loyalist Parkway last evening for a gas theft. A gray Dodge pickup truck with a large red snowplow in front filled up with $170 worth of gas and left without any attempt to pay. The male who was pumping the gas hit his face with his jacket. No one was able to get the license plate number. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to call Quinte West OPP at 613-392-3561. Loyalist College is preparing to host its Empty Bowls event. The fundraiser will benefit the 8 collective food banks of the Quinte Regional Food Share Shelter. For $20, guests will get a handcrafted bowl donated by local potters and pottery students. They'll be able to fill that bowl with gourmet soup. Shelter Chair Susan Quinlan says the event is more than just a meal.
It's going to be a nice event. There's 22 vendors there, so we have from handcrafted bowls if you want to buy more stuff, more pottery, or there's handmade candles, there's wood scroll work, there's just about anything, quilts for babies or adults, there's jewelry, there's just about everything there. So it could be a really nice afternoon, have a bowl of soup, stroll around, listen to the music, and support all these local food banks who need your help.
The event takes place this Saturday from 10 to 5 at the Loyalist College cafeteria. The jury in the Shafia family murder trial is hearing closing submissions today from the last of three defense lawyers. The lawyer for 21-year-old Hamed Shafia, who's accused of murdering his three sisters and one of his father's two wives, says the Crown's theory that it was a so-called honor killing is preposterous. Mohammed Shafia, 58, his wife Tubi Yahya, and their son have each pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. They're accused of killing three teenage Shafia sisters and Shafia's first wife in a polygamous mismarriage over family honor. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Jose De Barros with sports.
John Michael Lyles has made a good first impression with the Toronto Maple Leafs. So much so that today the 31-year-old has signed a $15.5 million contract, a four-year extension with the team, passing up the chance to test free agency in the summer. The Leafs acquired Lyles from Colorado last summer in a trade at the draft. The Leafs defenseman had scored 4 goals and 21 points in 34 games this season, but has been out of action with a concussion since December the 22nd. Hundreds of mourners waited outside a Penn State campus spiritual center to pay their last respects to the late Joe Paterno, as public viewing for the football coach wound down. The second of 3 days of public mourning was to culminate with a private funeral service and his burial. Paterno served as head coach for 46 years and won 2 NCAA titles before being fired in November in the wake of a child sex abuse scandal involving a former assistant. The finals of last year's women's Wimbledon tournament will be replayed in the semifinals of the Australian Open. Petra Kvitova advanced to the semifinals with a win over Sara Errani, while Maria Sharapova advanced after defeating Ekaterina Makarova. Sharapova says she's had trouble recently with Kvitova.
I'm looking forward to the matchup. You know, I don't like losing so many times in a row, so I'll certainly be going out there and trying to play my best.
Kvitova beat Sharapova at Wimbledon last year for her first Grand Slam title. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fn. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries early this morning. Temperature steady near zero. Tonight, partly cloudy, 40% chance of flurries this evening and after midnight with a low of minus 7. Thursday, cloudy, rain at times, mixed with wet snow beginning late in the evening with a high of plus 1. And Friday, periods of rain, low plus 1 and a high of plus 4. It's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.